I would like to invite you to a presentation and a detailed analysis of the interior of the WT200 16AW thermostat, compatible with the Tuya app. The WT200 16AW offers manual control via Wi-Fi and schedule operation in 5+2, 6+1, or 7-day modes, with 6 time modes per day. The WT200 16AW is available to buy for around £150 and works with an external probe. Let's take a look at what we get in the kit. In this case, the front of the product is fully removable. You can get it in a variety of colors. I've seen copies in black and white. An external sensor is also included, although its use is optional. Included in the kit is an English language manual for pairing and operating the thermostat. Below are clear pictures of it. I won't repeat the information contained therein too closely. Test with Tuya app. For many IoT products, I often change the firmware straight away and don't even pair it with Tuya, but here I was curious to see what it all looks like. Additionally, I need this to analyze the communication protocol, which I will include in the following paragraphs. Pairing was very straightforward. The phone sees these devices by Bluetooth alone. Once paired, we are greeted by the manual mode, or so-called manual mode. It simply allows us to manually set the target temperature we want the thermostat to aim for. The thermostat also gives us a live view of the current temperature from the sensor. Of course, there are many more options. The mode button, or mode, is used for this. There we have the aforementioned manual mode, program mode, temporary program mode, and leaving the house, in which case heating is switched off or heavily reduced, antifreeze. The weekly format, 6+1, 5+2, etc., is selectable in the options. This is where you create the programs. The screenshot below shows the aforementioned heating periods. We select an hour and set the temperature that will be implemented at that hour. Available weekly modes are 5+2, 6+1, 7, or none. The options also include calibration and probe selection, external, internal. Interior product, we will now take a look inside. The product consists of two parts, the front panel with LCD and Wi-Fi module, and the power supply. The ATC9307B and ATC9200DF can be seen on the power supply board. Just by the positions of the components, I am betting that the first component is a flyback converter controller with an integrated keying transistor, and the second is either an LDO or a synchronous rectifier. Perhaps someone can find more information? On the other side of the board, you can see the pulse transformer from the inverter, and the relay, BRT3SS105DM. On the second board, we have the MCU, and separately the WBR3 Wi-Fi module for communication. You can also see the distinctive RTCC, real-time clock calendar chip in the SO8 housing, along with the watch quartz and battery from the sustainer. On the other side of the board is just the soldered-on LCD with buttons. PCB designation, WT200W5V1. A few words about the internal structure. The WBR3 module is based on the RTL8720CF chip. Its batch can be changed to an open-source solution. WBR2, WBR3, WBRU, W701VA2CG pinout, datasheet, flashing for Home Assistant. The architecture of this device is Tuya MCU. We have a separate Wi-Fi module for communication and a separate MCU controlling all the hardware. Communication between the two is via the UART, Tuya MCU protocol, communication between microcontroller and Wi-Fi module. Now, we are still missing information about the DPID, the meaning and roles of the variables of this particular product. This is where Tuya MCU Analyzer comes in. Tuya MCU Analyzer, UART packet decoder for Tuya devices, DPID detector, analysis of captured data. I captured the data with an isolated USB to UART converter. For this, I used the ADU102W module. I captured the ARCs with buttons and used the ADU101 module and TX-RX line separately, viewed from the Wi-Fi module side. I performed one operation on the application and looked at what was captured. Here are the snippets of data collected. Switch, main button. Conclusion, DPID 1.0.